Triggers are external stimuli that push an internal button. So think about that for a moment. That means it's our responsibility. Our triggers are our responsibility because they're actually pushing a button inside of us. It's so easy to blame triggers, right? This person is triggering me. This situation is triggering me. And, you know, possibly trying to avoid those triggers. But I'm going to challenge you here in that if we can own this, there's no way to go through life with no triggers. And if you have experienced trauma, grief, hardship, your traumas may be right, you know, front and center in your life right now. And those, the external stimuli, the things that are triggering that are just reminders that you should be working on your internal buttons. Are you constantly being triggered? Do you try to avoid those triggers? Do you put boundaries on people, your loved ones? Don't do this or that because it triggers me. Those are signs that the triggers are at the surface and those internal buttons are constantly being pushed. What are some examples of that? I can tell you in my life, I have gone through pretty significant grief and trauma, and you can watch other videos around that. And a lot of injustice in my life. My family had a very rare neurodegenerative condition that took the lives of both of my children at age 17 and 21. Major injustice. So when I watch the news or hear a story of people going through hardship and injustice, it is a trigger for me. It causes an emotional reaction for me because some of the internal dialogue is, you know, life's not fair. This is not fair. Why can't things just be easy, right? Those are my internal buttons that, you know, this external stimuli is pushing. Maybe you hear a story, a similar story to your own trauma, and that creates a trigger for you. And maybe you avoid that. Maybe it's loud noises or crowds or hurtful comments from people. And I'm not saying there's not an appropriate time to set boundaries because there absolutely is. We do need to protect ourselves. But oftentimes I feel that people are putting up boundaries in order to avoid triggers, in order to avoid working on those internal, I call them internal buttons, but they're things inside of you that create an emotional reaction. So down in the description, I have a choice opportunity I call evaluate triggers. I want you to download that and kind of write down what are the things that trigger an emotional reaction in you. In the Mentally Strong Method, we teach you how to organize those things because triggers have their own category. And I say, yes, you need to set boundaries when appropriate, but also looking at what is that emotional reaction? Where is it actually coming from? And sometimes we have to dig deep. So in the Mentally Strong Method, we put them into different categories because we work on them differently. Grief has its own category. Trauma has a category. Negative self-talk has a category. But even just negative thoughts, anxiety, behaviors and choices, these are all places that we can identify, have insight into what are those internal, I call buttons that are being pushed when you are triggered. So working through your evaluate triggers, you can start to put that on paper and realize how to separate or learn how to separate the trigger from the response, from the why you had the response, right? The trigger is the external stimuli. the response or your reaction may be sadness, depression, anger, right? It might come out when you're triggered, right? That's your reaction. You are responsible for your own reaction. But if you don't know why you're reacting, right, you have to go a little deeper. So you have the external stimuli, the trigger, the external response coming from within, but going outward. And then you have what's underneath that. Why does that hurt? Why does that create anger? And that's where we learn to evaluate those triggers. So when I say, are you constantly triggered? Try this. I'm going to actually give you three things that I want you to think about as you're learning to evaluate these triggers. Embrace the journey. We sometimes want to just react and respond to our environment and feel like the victim. Embrace the journey of mental strength. It's a lifetime journey. I am constantly evaluating my triggers. Try to go deep. Number two is have insight into why that trigger is creating that response in you. And the third thing, and this takes time, is desensitize that reaction or that button, right? I always call it a button. I visualize it as this button inside me, and somebody said something and it pushed this button and I got this emotional reaction. But over time, if you embrace this journey, evaluate those triggers, have insight into why that trigger, you know, produces that response in you, you can desensitize that. Some may or may not ever go away, right? But giving yourself that time to desensitize that, the more you are aware of what your triggers are pushing inside of you, what's causing that reaction, more desensitized it is, more insight you have, and more control you have over your reaction. Some of you might be saying right now, just thinking about that causes me anxiety. And, you know, I encourage you to go to this video called Secrets to Stopping Anxiety, because that kind of goes into how do we gain control of our anxiety. We are responsible for our mental health journey. And triggers are external. Remember that. I'm Christy Bundakumara, psychiatric nurse practitioner with over 20 years of clinical experience and a lot of personal experience of navigating my own grief and trauma. And that's where I speak from authority. So follow me, subscribe, and watch this next video.